It is about a new life. You all have heard of new life? Baba's new life? Adele, have you heard?
Yes.
You heard it? So it was a life of beggary, cosmopolitan crowd of all different nationalities and different castes and all that, Brahmins and Muslims and Sikhs and Parsis and Iranis and Christians and all were there, animals, donkeys and cows and goats and horses and camels and all this. And whole crowd is what? People ask and then they hear from us that, well, we are going on a pilgrimage. We can't say that we are in new life and we are living a life of beggary and helplessness and hopelessness and all that sort of thing. Well, yes, it's a pilgrimage with the great Lord. But this didn't stop. The public, of course, was satisfied, but they were astonished and amazed because nobody takes asses and camels and things, you see, on pilgrimage like that. But the police were intrigued. Police force. We are walking from place to place, village to village, cities and towns are passing. They are very intrigued. And much more so when we enter a very turbulent area. In those years, you see, it's a place some miles away, hundreds of miles away from here. Now it is a great state called state of Andhra, where most lovers of Baba and many centers are there founded now. But there it was total nuisance for us. You don't go 6 miles and there's a police stand over there or somebody says, yeah, come here. And they are so rude, you know. And Baba and myself being in the front, naturally we have to go there. And they interrogate us. And I have to reply, Baba is silent. All sorts of questions they would ask and this and that. And of course I had to satisfy and all this. But it was this sheer nuisance and waste of time. So when it so happened, this is also Baba's doing, unbeknown to me, of course. But I get a thought in my mind, when we have reached a place called Hyderabad here, is the capital now of that big state of Andhra. So Baba says, we'll camp here for some days. So I told Baba once, in new life, we are in new life, I said, Baba, can I go out and see the highest authority in police force? I said, why? I said, Baba, they are all the time interrogators and it's a nuisance and it's very embarrassing, you know, you have to be there and you are interrogated and you stand as if you are in a witness box or something like that, and I don't like it. So what will you do? I said, I don't know what I do, but I get a thought that at least I can request him, I can tell the story that we are on a pilgrimage and we shouldn't be harassed like that. He says, then come back before sunset. Do what you like, but come back before sunset. I said, I'll do my best, I'll come. No, come back before sunset. I said, all right. So I go and go to the head office, headquarters of the police department, where the deputy director of the DIG, District Inspector General of Police,
Divisional
Inspector of Police is there. Is there. That's his office. He is the boss over all that whole estate there. So, it's not a division, it was a director. Somebody great who all Hyderabad, not Hyderabad, but he was of the Nizam state, yeah. So I go.
DGP, that is called Director General Police.
Police, DGP, okay. DGP. So what happens is that I go there. Naturally, who's going to allow me? Because my dress is a peculiar dress in new life. It's all tattered and torn, all dirty with dust and all that. The hair, you know, long hair, beard has grown, and there's nothing to hide the head or something, just a little towel is there wrapped up, which is also torn and all. So I stand there and they stop me. Ordinary people who are there keeping a watch there near the gate. They say, who are you? Why are you here loitering here? I said, I have to see the highest authority. What do you mean by that? It's a headquarters. He says, yeah, it's a very important message that I have to personally convey to him and him alone. I said, are you mad? What are you trying to do? go away from here. I said, why should I go away? It's very important for him and for the whole, for all of us, it's very important. I just put that show and I started shouting loud so that the clerks can hear or somebody can hear, you know, and call us inside the gate. Eventually it did happen because a lot of altercations took place. So they said, hey, let him, what does he want? Get him inside. So we go, I go there because there was a lot of turmoil in that state at that time. Police forces clashed with the public and people and this and that, and many espionage things were done and all sorts of things are there. So they are very anxious. Who is this person who wants to say something personal to that great, means to the officer, highest official? So I go there and the clerks ask me. I said, I can't tell you. I must see the man. See how Baba works. This is how I am prompted to say. Nobody told me, nobody tutored me. So I go there. But why can't you tell us? We'll report to him, whatever it is. It's so personal, it cannot be told through you. I must see him directly. And I speak loudly and loudly. The head clerk says, the head man there in the office, a big hall there. So he says, send him inside, send him to me. So I go to him, salute him. Yeah, what do you want? So I want to see the authority here. DIG, what is that?
DGP.
He says, how can you see him? Whatever you want, you can tell me. I am the head over here. He says, no, but it's something very personal. And it's very important that I must tell him and him alone. I'm speaking loudly so that lest he is nearby so that he can hear and call me. And sure enough, it did. The trick played. And I hear somebody ringing a bell on the table. And out comes an orderly there, well dressed. He says, sir wants you inside. So I go there and he looks at me. I salute him. Thank you for allowing me to come here. Yeah, what do you want? I said, I have to tell you something very personal, and I wanted to see you. Yes, come on, speak out. And then I spoke out that, well, we are a group of 25 people on a pilgrimage, and we have animals, and we have got women, and we are all a cosmopolitan crowd. We have nothing to do with politics. We have nothing to do with the government or anything of the sort. We are innocent people, and we are traveling from place to place, village to village, city and towns and all that. But every time, with every few miles, there's the hurdle of interrogation, and we are being harassed by it, and it tells upon our psyche, you know, mentally disturbs us in our pilgrimage and all that. So I have just come with a request to you that we may not be harassed by these police stations over here. From where have you started your pilgrimage? I said, from Ahmednagar. When did you start? I said, 16th October 1949. And since then we have been harassed. Sit up. So I sit down on a chair. He offers me a chair. And he picks up a phone. His phone. There are two or three phones there. He picks up some phone there. And starts talking in his vernacular language, which I follow, that it's not in English. It's his native language. And I hear of tea and biscuits, something like that. And I said, maybe he might be wanting to have some snack or something like that. So I just sit down. After he had had a chat, you know, I also hear a female voice on the phone, something like that. So he picks up his hat and says, come on, follow me. So I go. He leads me out. All of them stand up in attention and all that sort of thing. And he walks past. I also follow him. This is the situation when I was not admitted. Now all are standing in attention. And I go. What I see is that he's getting out on the porch. He's there on the porch. And I said, sir, please wait. What about my issue? My problem is there. Go and come and sit with me in the car. I said, maybe there is some other office, I don't know. He is taking me to some other office or something like that. Might be that issue is at some other place it can be dealt with. So I go. I just sit there, no talk, nothing of the sort. I don't know, I'm just remembering Baba. Baba, where are you taking me now? Hope he's not putting me behind the bar or something like that. What is going to happen? I know nothing about it. So he drives me. we at last reach a bungalow, nice big garden and everything, a long approach road. He drives in and parks the car in a portico and gets out and says, come on. And he climbs up the steps there of a bungalow, and I feel that it's his bungalow. A lady comes out greeting him and says, well, in her vernacular, says, where is the gentleman? So he says, here, take him inside. So he also says, come inside. So I go there, and he tells me, sit down and be comfortable here, in the drawing room, mind you. And I said, what's this happening? My clothes are so dirty, and everything is so disheveled, you know. And I just wait. Sure enough, the servant comes and brings a big tray of coffee with all the cookies there and all that. And the lady comes and says, have it, have it, have it. For me? But I have to beg for it. Because we were told not to eat anything without begging. We were leading a life of beggary, you know. How can I accept such thing? So I said, I'm begging from you, can I have it? Give me that begging. She laughs and says, come on, have it, have it. And then I sit there and finished off the whole tray. because after how many 2 years I'm having this thing, you know. So that's how it was. And then he's no more there. The lady sits there. I can't talk her language, and she is there and just offering me, pouring coffee and more coffee and this and that. Finished. And I'm wondering, what's the matter with this man? Why is he leaving me here like that? After about 15 minutes or 20 minutes maybe, he comes. And I see him coming from inside, having a framed photo. The frame is there, I don't know the photo, some frame is there. So he comes, he's just cleaning it up. And he puts it before my face. He says, can you recognize your leader here? And it was the same picture of St. Vincent's School, you know, where they have won the match. You know, the Ludovic and all that. They're there, he's sitting with a gold medal. Baba is there. You know, Baba, have you seen the picture of Baba? Mm-hmm. I said, yeah. So he is the one, eh, heading the party. Tell him, tell Mehrwan, that I have been following him on his pilgrimage from 16th October. So, yes, sir, it's good that you know of him. I am a school friend. I remember him always. I tell him that I took you to my place and there is a picture of his. Tell him that. And then he gave me a nice note, official, on his head, letterhead and all that. Since then, no problem.
And what was about that come before sunset?
I returned. Yeah. Hmm. The work was finished by even noontime it was over, yeah, by noontime.
Did Baba ask you if you'd had anything to eat, Aaron?
No, he asked me to recount the whole cycle.
But when it came to the part about the food, did he
tease you? I said, did you eat well? Your stomach filled your stomach. Yeah.
Did he Baba ask about that gentleman something?
Reddy. His name was Reddy.
So did
he remembered. He says, he remembers me? Mm-hmm. Said, yeah. Then he said, yeah, he was a great sport and this and that. Mm. Like that. From all this, you know, reminiscing. Yes. All the time.
Mm. But did he receive any circular about 16th October? Baba started.
No, it's the police information from the collector office here, there. Because we had informed the collector, Sarosh was here, I still remember that. So there was a collector, we had to have the identity cards also. Because the situation in India at the time was rather troublesome.
Yes, yes.
The great turmoil was there in India after 1947 and others, you see. So we had to have identity card, postal identity cards with our pictures and all that. All that was there. So naturally, Saros thought it to be safe to report it to the collector that these people are going out on a pilgrimage. So naturally, police must have been informed. And he being the head of the state there, Nizam state, he must have got the information.
Because from the date he inferred.
Huh?
From the date.
Yeah, he inferred. Yeah. Yeah. He's following. Because the police reports must be going. Yeah. Such is life with the Lord. It's fun. At the same time, it's strenuous too.
Did you come afterwards any time to Baba? Reddy?
May have come. I didn't recognize him. I don't know. In Andhra, of course, afterwards there was Andhra tours and all that.
Yes.
In Hyderabad. You know, the Hyderabad state was taken over by India.
Yes.
And God knows whether he was transferred from there or what happened. Okay. His name was Mr. Reddy. This much I remember.
Andhra people might be knowing.
Huh?
Andhra people might be knowing whether he came or not.
He must be, because he was of Baba's age. We don't know whether he's still alive or dead. No,
but
occasionally
when
I remember
the
him.
Andhra was there, he was alive.
Yes. At that time, when Baba was in Andhra, he must be. Provided he is still stationed there. He may have been transferred, who knows.
Yes.